The End. 106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the wake-up call.
Twice every morning, 6:10 and 8:10, we call it Gavin's Phone Scams. You can get all of Gavin's old phone scams at endonline.com. What do you got today?
So, I got an email from Monica who wanted me to phone scam her best friend, Tiffany. Tiffany is a colossal Ellen DeGeneres fan. Colossal. And I wanted to call from the Ellen DeGeneres show and tell her that I wanted to book her as a guest on the show. The problem is that I wanted it to be very obvious that I was confusing her with somebody else, but I wanted to see if she would actually tell the truth or just go along with it because she really wanted to be on the show. It's not a surprise what she chose.
Oh, man.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Hello?
Hi, I'd like to speak with Tiffany.
This is Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany. This is Raul Labrador, and I'm with The Ellen Show starring Ellen DeGeneres. How are you?
Okay, I'm fine.
Great. I'm in the casting department, and we saw the viral news story about you, and we would love to fly you in and be a guest for Ellen. You know how much Ellen loves animals.
Oh, yes.
So anytime she sees a story about animals, she naturally gravitates toward that, and your story just really, really warmed her heart. So,
oh, wonderful.
So we'd like to fly you in on Wednesday and then do a Thursday broadcast, if that's okay.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Fantastic. And obviously, you know, we'll cover your hotel and airfare, and we'll even give you a little bit of spending money while you're here as well. We do that for all of our guests, okay?
Oh, my God, that's great.
Great. So let me just ask you a couple questions about the story. Would you say that you have under or a little over 100 pets?
Under. But one's pregnant, so it'll be 100 soon.
But one's pregnant. Which one of the animals is pregnant?
The feral cat.
One of the feral cats?
Right.
Is pregnant. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, but we're going to make sure that they get adopted and that she gets fixed.
Oh, you know what? Ellen will love that. So do you think that it's risky having pet tigers?
It's fine.
Okay, you know, great.
I don't think everyone's cut out for it, but
right.
I am.
But you are.
Yes,
okay,
I love
great.
Animals.
Right. I forget you have three tigers, correct?
Three, yes.
And what are their names?
Stripey is one of them.
Stripey. You named a tiger Stripey.
Right. I thought it was cute.
Okay. It's not cute.
It's Mango.
Mango. Okay.
And Reggie.
Reggie. Stripey, Mango, and Reggie. I love it. That's fantastic. Now, it says here that you bottle feed a family of possums?
I sure do.
Wow. Can I ask you how that started?
I just learned on YouTube.
You learned to bottle feed a possum on YouTube, huh?
Yeah, you can learn anything on YouTube.
That's we figured out how to bottle feed Ellen on YouTube. You wouldn't, if we paid for it, you wouldn't be able to bring Mango or Reggie or Stripey, would you?
Well, probably best to leave them at home.
Okay. Then we would just love to see some pictures with the three of them. And actually, we'd love to see a picture with you bottle feeding the possums as well, I think.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I mean, I'll do my best.
Fantastic. And one last question. I didn't even know that it was legal to marry a dog, but somehow you did it. How did you arrange that?
What did you say?
So the article was all about how much of an animal lover you are, and then it capped it all off with your nuptials that you had with your dog. How did you get that arranged?
My friend got to be able to marry people, and then we just thought it would be funny if I married my dog since I'm single.
So, okay, so it's not like an official wedding. It's not legal. It's just some...
Well, it's not legal, but we had a reception.
You had a reception.
We had a dog cake.
Oh,
all
fun.
The dogs from the... Yeah.
Oh, that's so great. Okay.
Stripey was my maid of honor.
No. Oh, I didn't know Stripey was a girl.
Stripey's a girl.
Okay. Well, Tiffany, one more thing that I wanted to go over with you, and that is that you are such a liar. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And this was a you're on a phone scam. You're a liar.
I know. I'm so sorry. I just wanted to go.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.